We are 13 lines up from the bottom on Chav Ches Umen Aleph. We've been discussing the different Makal Shel Chalal, that you are not allowed to have an idolater heal you when it's a Makal Shel Chalal. But then we got into a discussion about what is considered a Makal Shel Chalal or not. We had a story of Rav Yochanan getting healed from a Matronisa, which is an idolatrous woman, on some sort of maka. We said it wasn't the traditional maka shel halal, because even though it started by the teeth, it went down to the stomach, so it was worse. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yochanan was getting healed from a matronisa. And what's the problem with that? It says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan hechi yaver hachiv, amar Rabba bar bar chana, amar Rabbi Yochanan, kol maka shemechal din alei es ha-shabbos, ein mishrapa mehem. We learned on the top of the daf, or bottom actually of Chav Zainam Abayz, that whether it's a maka shel halal or it's a maka shemechal in alez Shabbos, you're not allowed to have an idolatrous person, an idolater, heal you. But yet, Rabbi Yochanan has this mashunisa healing him. How could this be? Says the Gemara, special exception, Adam Chashev Shaini. When you're a Chashev person, it's okay. Why is it okay? Why make a special exception for a great person? Because we assume that the idolater is not going to hurt a Chashev person, because that will create a civil war. Asake, but Rabbi Abba was an Adam Chashev, and he went to an idolater to be, or not, Yaakov Min, Mina. Yaakov was the Min. He had him heal him by putting some sort of potion on his leg. V'ilo Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi d'lechachu l'sake, and if not for Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi coming to Rabbi Abba's aid by licking this potion off of his leg, paske lasake, his leg would have been cut off, would have been amputated. So how could that be okay then? How could Rabbi Yochanan be healed by an idolatrous woman? Rabbi Yochanan, rofe mumcha hava. Yeah, but this matronisa was a rofe mumcha. She was an expert doctor, healer, and therefore there's nothing to be concerned about. She won't ruin her reputation. Rabbi Avo, nami rofe mumcha hava. But Rabbi Avo's healer was also a mumcha. Shani Rabbi Avohu, Temukmi ba be mini binafshayu, Thomas Napshi imi plishtim. The Rofe Mumcha of Rabbi Avohu was willing to die himself in order to kill Rabbi Avohu. And that's why Rabbi Avohu couldn't trust him. But for Rabbi Yochanan, the Matronisa was a Mumcha, and she would not risk her life in that situation. So that's the difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Avohu. Now the Gemara goes on to talk about difficult to understand remedies for certain pains. Amar Shmuel, hai pedata sakantahi. When you have a wound from a sword, that's dangerous. Uta sakano, mechalim as a Shabbos, and you have to violate Shabbos in order to get that healed. Maya susa, how do you do this? What is the remedy for this? Lemifsek dama, in order to just stop the blood flow. Tachli bechala, you should, Rashi says, drink a mixture of vinegar and some sort of vegetable, a tachli. La suke, in order to heal the wound, garda de yavala vigirda de asna. Take some, the roots or mixtures of certain weeds, yavala, or weeds, and asna, or something from a bush. Take these things and put it on top of the wound, and that will help heal the wound. Oh, nikra mikilkata, or take nikra mikilkata. Rashi says there, take some sort of these worms that chickens would eat from the garbage and in the trash, and put that on the wound, and that will close it up. I don't understand. Amarav safra hai invisa. If you have an invasa, what's an invasa? Rashi says it's a boil, which is the size of a grape. Parvunka de malacha de musuhi. That's a messenger of the malacha maves, which Rashi says it means it's very dangerous, it's deadly. So what should you do? Maya susa, how do you heal this? Tigna bedusha o karpisa bitaila. Either take some sort of grass mixture, or in honey, or karpas in some vegetable, in strong wine. And in the meantime, so you're drinking that potion first, and in the meantime, lacy in the basmina, take a grape which looks like the boil, the nigdar ilave, and roll it on top of the boil. If it's a white boil, then to take a white grape. And if it's a red boil, put a red grape on it. You cannot make this stuff up. Amarava, haisimta parvunka de eshzahi. If you have a blister, it is a sign, it's a messenger that you're going to have a fever. A fever is breaking out. Maya Susa, what is the remedy? Lemichye shisin iskutli. Take, you have to hit it 60 times with your thumb and index finger. Essentially what it means is pop it. Velikari shesi ve'erev. Rip it. V'hani mili delochi ve'reshe. But that's only, the only time you need to pop the boil or the blister, is only if there's no whitehead on it. But if it's a whitehead, then it's not a traditional blister, it's just a pimple. Lace lanba, then you have nothing to worry about, it'll be healed on its own. Okay, it only gets crazier. Rabbi Yaakov chash bepika. Rabbi Yaakov had a pain in his anus. Ori le Rabbi Ami v'amri le Rabbi Asi. They tried to give an advice from, so either was Rabbi Ami or Rabbi Asi, Orile, Leisev Shev Beni Ohalo Tolna. That he said, he told him, take 7 seeds of red aloe, Vitsayer Le Bechalala, the Beit Zavara, and tie them up in a cloth of the neck of a shirt, Velichrochile, and then put it on. Oh, sorry. V'lichorech ilave nira barka, and tie it up with animal hair. V'tamish le binatfa chivra, and dip it into some white something, natfa, some oil. V'lichle, then burn it. So you're making this potion, and you're burning it. And when you ubadar le ilave, and ubadar le ilave, and then take the ashes from this mixture and spread it by the anus. That would be some sort of cream or ointment, I guess. Adhachi v'hachi. In the meantime, lese kishisa de asana. In the meantime, take seeds from this, from a bush, lenech pika lahadi pika, and then put the the slit of this fruit of sorts, of the seeds of this bush, next to this pika, next to the anus, and I guess almost like it to hold it in or something like that. I don't know, to keep it. I don't know. V'hani mili pika ila'a. But this would only be referring to a pika ila. That's when it's the upper part of the anus. But what a pika tisa'a? What if it's deeper down in the anus? That's where the pain is. So it's more like a colitis than proctitis, I guess. So how do you then heal it? So I guess then this is their version of suppositories, I suppose. Lese tarba de tzfirta de lo eftach. Make sure you find the fat of a goat that never gave birth. The lifshar, melt the fat. The lishde bay, and then smear it on the bottom. The ilo. And if that doesn't work, lacy tlas tarfa kra, take like 3 leaves of a kra, like some sort of a cucumber, demiyavshe betula, that was dried in the shade, velikli, then burn those leaves, velivder ilave, and then spread it on the bosom. Okay, also get some sort of aloe, or who knows. Ve'ilo, and if that doesn't work, lacy mishkadi chilzuni, take the shells of the chilazon. I don't know, maybe it's a snail, who knows. Ve'ilo, and that doesn't work, maisi meshach kira, take some wax oil, velinkot besachaki, wrap it in a rag, besachaki the kisna in a flax rag, bekite in the summer, with the amar gufna besivsa, or a cotton rag in the wintertime, and then I guess you just spread it on the bosom. Very strange remedies for common issues that we have nowadays, but of course in those days that doctors or modern medicine had not been around, so they relied on very strange ideas that were passed around from one generation to the next.